neighbourhood, your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Durban High Court will hear more testimony today in the criminal trial of Duduzile Zuma Sambutla. The Umkhonto West East, where party MP has been charged with incitement to commit terrorism and public violence for posts she made during the 2021 July unrest, which the state says fueled the riots. The messages on X were published after the jailing of her father, former President Jacob Zuma. Yesterday, the court heard how social media played a central role in coordinating the unrest, with investigators identifying over 160 WhatsApp groups and other platforms used to spread messages. The head of the Hawks task team, Gopal Govender, says they were managed by politicians, councillors and ward committee leaders and also involved criminal elements. He says the criminal network operated in five tiers, with the highest allegedly linked to Cuba. Under cross-examination, Govender acknowledged that Zuma Sambutla was not part of any of the WhatsApp groups, though some participants were her followers on X. Her defense says investigators who reviewed her bank records found no financial ties between Zuma Sambutla and the alleged instigators. Public Works Minister Dean McPherson has handed over coastal properties in the Rain Konyeni local municipality to KZN Public Works in a move aimed at boosting economic growth. He says the handover follows the termination of an agreement with the municipality due to inconsistent lease management, ownership disputes and complaints. The minister says he was informed by Hospitality Association FIDASA about the challenges. McPherson says the move will improve leasing agreements with local businesses. He says that by transferring the management of these 15 properties to the provincial department, it's hoped there'd be a more stable and transparent leasing framework.
The properties are strategically located along the reserves between Hebbedeen and Port Edward, a stretch of coast that has long served as a vital node for domestic tourism. South Africans and foreigners have created many, many good memories on these beaches. This region has always been the heartbeat of KwaZulu-Natal's tourism offering. But in recent years, the South Coast has faced its fair share of problems. Crumbling infrastructure, lack of investment, poor service delivery, and institutional neglect have combined to create a climate of uncertainty, making it harder and harder for local businesses to survive, let alone thrive.
MPs say they're prepared to hear testimony from controversial businessman Vusimusi Katmatlala from Pretoria's Khosi Mampuru Simax prison. The parliamentary committee believes his evidence could shed light on alleged links between inmates and officials involved in prison corruption. It's holding an inquiry into explosive allegations of political and criminal interference in the SAPS made by KZN Police Chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi. Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Communications and Digital Technologies, Kusile Sangoni, says arrangements are being discussed with correctional services to allow Matlala to testify under secure conditions before the committee concludes its investigation.
We support the committee going to Pretoria if needs be for the hearing with Mr. Matlala. I think we had established a principle right at the beginning that we would not be having virtual hearings. So if the best way to secure the witness is to travel to Pretoria, I think that we would support that as the ANC.
And forensic teams are combing the scene of a deadly blast in the Indian capital. At least 8 people were killed when a car exploded. The flames ripped through other vehicles near one of India's well-known landmarks, the 17th century Red Fort, leaving 19 others hurt. Security has been beefed up across New Delhi as forensic and anti-terrorism agencies search for evidence. Authorities have yet to share details on the cause of the explosion. If you're weather watching back home, a level 4 warning for severe thunderstorms is still in place over KZN's western interior. Severe thunderstorms, heavy downpours, damaging winds, excessive lightning and hail may pose a danger to life. Forecasters are urging people in areas including Ladysmith, Underberg, Edumbe, Greater Cokstad, Escort, Moy River, Newcastle and Nkandla to exercise caution when navigating flooded areas, low-lying bridges and roads. Durban and Maritzburg going up to a high of 29 degrees, Richards Bay 32. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.